This is our regular update from Heritage, and joining me right now is Becky LeBaron. She's the Senior Housing Administrator at Heritage. Becky, thank you for coming on the air today.
Thanks, Dennis. I really appreciate the time.
I always appreciate talking to you. And in the midst of all that is happening around us in terms of public and personal health, you have a message that you want to get out to our audience today about opportunities at Heritage at this moment and in all others about assisted living. So I want to give you a moment first to set the stage for assisted living and what that's all about.
Assisted living offers assistance where things are needed, such as medication assistance, providing nutritious meals. We offer housekeeping, laundry services, transportation, and fun activities.
Is assisted living for someone of a particular age? Becky, tell me how that fits into all of this.
It's really geared towards people who need a little bit of assistance. Our communities are 65 and above, and we have a wide range of people. We have someone who is in her early 70s, and we have someone who's actually 104.
Wow. That's really quite the range. Where is assisted living provided by Heritage in Chautauqua County?
We have two locations here in Chautauqua County. One is Orchard Grove, located at the Woodlands in West Ellicott on Southwestern Drive, and Berquist Memorial, which is located at the Homestead in Gary.
And talk to me a little bit about the process, if people are interested and want to inquire, the sort of things that would need to be done in advance or are a part of the actual application process. Could you talk about that for a minute?
Sure. Tanya Durling, who is our sales consultant, is very knowledgeable in all things Heritage, and she can be reached at 985-6823. Our process begins with a discovery process to find out what the needs are of the individual or a family calling to find out. It is an application, and we work with the families every step of the way to make sure that they are comfortable and confident in the decisions.
Everything that happens these days to all of us is done in the backdrop of COVID-19 and the challenges that it's presenting to us as individuals and to a community. Could you wrap that into this for a moment in terms of how you are dealing with that and maybe address those people who might be potential new assisted living residents at Heritage?
Yeah, absolutely. So assisted living at Heritage is very special because we have two communities and they're both small. Orchard Grove is unique because it's three homes with 12 residents in each home, and Berquist has 16 residents on each floor, so a total of 32. Because we are small, our personal attention at all times, you're more than just a number in our community. Our residents and their families love and appreciate the fact that staff know all the little things about them, especially now during COVID. We are able to pick up on the slightest difference in whether it's a personality or how a resident is feeling, and we're quick to contact the doctors or the families to alert them on what's going on. It really is a big extended family. We know who likes cream in their coffee, and we know who likes tea, and again, those are the little things that mean so much to people.
So, and COVID-19 is a devastating illness and one that has challenged all of us in the community. The message that you're giving us, Becky, is that as safe as any place could be, might be assisted living at Heritage.
Absolutely. And in fact, we are doing everything we can to keep our residents safe and healthy. And right now is actually the perfect time to move into one of our safe, clean, healthy, and warm assisted living communities. You can experience life in a small and intimate family setting, and our dedicated and experienced staff know each other and our residents by name. We are having a COVID vaccination clinic very soon, and we are encouraging everybody to make the decision as they want to and being able to take full opportunity of the vaccination clinic if that's what they choose.
So that would add, even for those who do choose to get the vaccination, that would add even more security and safety to their lives and those around them.
Absolutely. New York State Department of Health has released the vaccination for our assisted living residents. So if somebody would like to take full financial responsibility and occupancy by February 4th, they would be guaranteed the opportunity to choose to receive the vaccination.
Becky, is there anything else we could say about assisted living at Heritage at this moment that would be valuable for our listeners?
We really pride ourselves in the fact that our residents are able to create lasting friendships and still maintaining their own independence and bubble, for lack of a better word. we have fun and we create joy right here where we are.
Becky LeBaron, thank you for taking the opportunity to give us this focus on assisted living at Heritage, and I've enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you. I appreciate it.